Ready to rock your world on Sunday night? It's the 84th Annual Grammy Awards. And before we roll out the red carpet, how about a little refresher on who's hot and what's cool in the music world? Joining us now is Jessica Robertson of MTV Hive. Jessica, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
All we keep hearing about for this year's Grammys is Adele.
Mm-hmm. That's all you're going to hear about.
You think she's going to... She's not... She actually didn't receive the most nominations. I think Kanye got one more than she did, right?
Kanye did, but Kanye also got snubbed for the big one for Album of the Year. But yeah, Adele going into this night with this much momentum, I don't see anyone stepping in her way whatsoever. It's going to be all Adele pre-Grammys. It's going to be all Adele post-Grammys.
So you think she's going to be, what, pop vocal, record of the year?
I think she'll definitely take home Album of the Year, Song of the Year most likely. But I will say that I feel like maybe Mumford & Sons could steal that one from her for their song, The Cave.
I love that song.
I think that one could walk away. If there is one upset in Adele's night, that could be it. But again, I still sort of feel like she's going to walk away with all of the big
now,
ones.
What's her medical status? Is she going to be able to sing?
Yeah, she's cleared to sing. She's going to be making her big return on the Grammy stage.
Well, that's almost enough reason to watch, right?
Right, exactly.
Now, what are some of the other categories you're watching?
I'm really interested to see who wins Best New Artist. I think it's sort of up in the air at the moment. I imagine that the band Perry is going to walk away with this one. Typically, you know, country artists tend to walk away with this one if they walk away with a big one. But I do find it really interesting that you have sort of some curveballs in there with Bon Iver and Skrillex, you know, two genres, with Bon Iver in indie rock and Skrillex in the electronic music world, that don't typically get recognition, at least not in the big categories. I wouldn't be surprised if Bon Iver pulls the upset, considering, you know, sort of the Arcade Fire debacle last year and Album of the Year. But I do think that the band Perry is going to walk away. But it is the most exciting category, and I think probably the closest.
Wow. Are you watching R&B and country as well? What do we have there?
Definitely R&B and hip-hop. I think the Roots are going to walk away with a lot of Grammys on Grammy night. I think that... I think Chris Brown is actually going to walk away with Best Rap Performance, which is going to be really interesting to see.
How he's received. How do you think he'll be received?
He came back with a really great album, and his song Look at Me Now, which is up for Best Rap Performance, is, you know, with Lil Wayne and Busta Rhymes, it was a massive song. I can't imagine that he won't walk away in that category. I think the topic of conversation around Chris Brown that night, though, will not be his music, considering a couple of years ago on Grammy night, actually, you know, the incident with Rihanna happened and the fallout ensued from there. So this is sort of his return to the Grammys, and while he will be there for his music, he will actually be performing on stage. I don't know that people are going to be talking about his music in particular.
Yeah, you know, fill people in for those few people who might not know what we're talking about. She was physically abused that night, right?
Yeah, reportedly physically abused by Chris Brown that night. There was a restraining order, of course, a court order, you know, keeping them a certain distance apart for, I think it was a year, maybe even more. So, you know, that's since been lifted, and there are rumors that they're actually together again, but on the down low, and there's some interesting Twitter back and forth that they have with each other. So, you know, who knows? She's going to be there that night, too. So I think all eyes are going to be on them, but definitely not for their music.
Do you want, I know you're into the music and you're following all of that, but do you watch the fashion, too?
Oh, absolutely.
Of course, right?
It's so much fun. And
you know, do you think it's gotten safer? I mean, how do you feel about the Grammys lately? I used to love it because anything could go.
Anything can go. And last year, Lady Gaga came in an egg, you know?
That's right.
So I don't really, you can't really predict.
Can she top that?
Yeah, you can't top that. I mean, there's no way to top that. The ultimate fashion statement, forget, you know, Bjork and her swan dress at the Oscars. I think the Grammys are a little edgier, a little more trying to get that way. The artists are certainly trying to have more fun with it. It's, you know, not as pomp and circumstance as it used to be. I think it's always going to be interesting to watch. I think there's this really interesting thing happening in hip-hop where, like, nerd culture is sort of popular. So you see, you know, more sweater vests and black-rimmed glasses. And that stuff is fascinating to me.
Besides Adele, is there another particular live performance you're excited to see?
I'm really excited to see Bonnie Raitt and Alicia Keys and their tribute to Etta James. Of course, Etta James passed away recently, and with, you know, Bonnie Raitt's voice and Alicia Keys' musicality, I feel like it's going to be really touching and poignant. I'm excited to see Bruce Springsteen get back into the game and perform, you know, live for the first time since the passing of Clarence Clemens mm-hmm. from his band. Glenn Campbell is going to be on stage, you know, with his recent diagnosis, and this will probably be his last tour for a while, if not ever. So having him on a big stage like that, I think, is really touching and befitting. You know, Chris Brown is going to return to the stage, and they're doing a sort of a tribute to dance and electronic music with the Foo Fighters and Lil Wayne and David Guetta, which is a really eclectic mix. So I think it's going to be a stellar lineup for sure.
All right, Jessica Robertson of MTV Hive, thanks for getting us ready for the Grammys.
Thank you so much.